We're going to start from Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, six lines into the wide lines, Amar Rav Zeira. In the last shir, the Gemara was discussing how you are allowed to daven your Friday night davening on Friday after Plaga Mincha, even before it is Shabbos. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rav. Rav Zeira said in the name of Rav Asi, who said in the name of Rav Elazar, who said in the name of Rabbi Chanina, who said in the name of Rav, Bitzad Amud Zeh, Hispalel Rabbi Yishmael Bar Rabbi Yosi, Shal Shabbos, Be'erv Shabbos. It was beside this pole that Rabbi Yishmael Bar Rabbi Yosi davened the Shabbos davening of Friday night on Erev Shabbos. Ki Asa Ula, when Ula came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said it was a different gears to the story. Amar b'tzad tamar have, v'leim b'tzad amar have. It was on the side of a tamar tree, and not on the side of a pillar, as the original version was. V'lo Rabbi Yishmael b'Rabbi Yosi have, el Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yosi have. It wasn't Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yosi, but rather it took place with Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Yosi. And finally, v'lo shel Shabbos b'Erev Shabbos have. It wasn't the tefillah of Friday night on Erev Shabbos, but rather it was the Moitzei Shabbos davening that he did on Shabbos after Plag HaMincha. Now the Gemara goes back to the part of the Mishnah where we learned Tefillah Se'erev Ein Le'keva, that the Tefillah of Ma'ariv has no fixed time. The Gemara asks, "My Ein Le'keva, what does it mean that Ma'ariv has no fixed time? Ilema, if you want to say, De'iboy Matzli Kuli Laila, if you want to tell me that it means that you have the whole night to daven Ma'ariv, listeni, it should have said, Tefillah Se'erev Kol HaLaila. Say it clearly. The tefillah at night of Ma'ariv, you have the whole entire night. Elamai Ein Le'keva, what did the Mishnah mean to teach us by using this specific expression of Ein Le'keva, has no fixed time? The Gemara answers, Kamanda Amar, Tefillas Arvis Rishus. This is going like the opinion that Tefillas Ariv, Arvis, the Ma'ariv, is Rishus, it's optional. To Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Tefillas Arvis, Rabbi Gamliel Oimer Chayva. Rabbi Gamliel's opinion is that Ma'ariv is a obligatory Tefillah. Rabbi Shua, Oimer Rishus. And Rabbi Shua says it's a Rishus, it's optional. So our Mishnah uses the term Ein Le'keva to teach you that not only do you have the whole night to daven Ma'ariv, but also we paskin that it's a Rishus. Now, the Mefarshim explain, it doesn't mean that it's an option and you don't have to daven. But what it means is that if you have another mitzvah which is going to go away with time, you can do that mitzvah instead of Ma'ariv. Amar Abaye, Halacha Kedivrei HaOmer Chayva. Abaye says we paskin that Ma'ariv is a Chayv, it's obligatory. Rava Amar Halacha Kedivrei HaOmer Rishus. Rava says we paskin like the opinion that it's Rishus, and in fact, Halacha, we paskin it's a Rishus. But halacha is brought down that Klal Yisrael were makabel Ma'ariv as if it is an obligation upon us. However, we do find one difference with Ma'ariv, that since we paskin that it's a rishus, the Chazan does not repeat the Shmoneh Esrei by Ma'ariv. Tana Rabbanan, we lived in a Braisa. We're going to have a very, very famous story, which all started from this discussion about whether Ma'ariv is a Rishus or a Chayva. Ma'isa b'Talmud Echad shebalafnei Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara here does not identify who this Talmud is. We'll see later on at the end who it is. But a student went over to Rabbi Yeshua, Amalai, and he said to Rabbi Yeshua, Tfilas Arvis Rishus o Chayva. Is Ma'ariv an optional mitzvah or is it obligatory tefillah? Amalai Rishus. Rabbi Yeshua says it's a Rishus, it's optional. Balafnei Rabbi Gamliel, this same Talmud went in front of Rabbi Gamliel, who was the Nasi, Amar Lai, and the Talmud said the same question, Tfilas Arvis Rishus Echaiva, is Ma'ariv an optional tefillah or obligatory? Amar Lai Chayva. Rabbi Gamliel said it's a Chayv. Amar Lai. So the Talmud said to Rabbi Gamliel, V'halei Rabbi Yeshua Amar Li Rishus. But I asked Rabbi Yeshua, and he told me that it's a Rishus. It's optional tefillah. Amar Lai, Rabbi Gamliel said to this Talmud, Hamtein Achei Kansu Bali Trisen. Let's wait until the people that hold the shields come in. alluding to the Talmid Chachamim that they fight in war when they argue in learning, the Beis Medrash, until they come to the Beis Medrash, and then ask me the question again. Kishakansu Balei Trisin, when the Talmid Chachamim came in, Amar Hashel Veshaal. The Talmud got up and asked this question, Tfilas Arvis Rishus or Chayva? Is my Rav Rishus or a Chayv? Armalei Rabbi Gamliel Chayva? So Rabbi Gamliel repeated his opinion that it's a Chayva. Armalehem Rabbi Gamliel Chachamim. Then Rabbi Gamliel said to the Chachamim, Klom Yesh Adam Shechilek B'davar Zeh? Is there anybody that argues on this matter? Armalei Rabbi Yeshua Lav. Rabbi Yeshua, out of honor for Rabbi Gamliel, didn't want to say his different opinion, and said, Loi, no one argues on you. Amar Loi, so Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua, Bahaloi Mishimcha Amru Li Rishus, but I heard in your name that you say that it's an optional tefillah. Amar Loi, Rabbi Gamliel said, Yeshua, he said, Yeshua, Amar Al Raglecha, get up, stand up, Vayidubacha, and let them testify against you. Amar Rabbi Yeshua Al Raglav Amar, Rabbi Yeshua got up and said, Ilamali ani chayv humeis. If I was alive and he was dead, yochel hachayil hakchish as ameis. So then I could argue and say different than what they claim he said. V'achshav shani chayv hu chay. But now that I'm alive and he's alive, heich yochel hachayil hakchish hachay. I can't go against something that he said if he's still alive. And therefore, he was forced to admit that his opinion was that Tfilas Arvis was Rishus, and not like Rabbi Gamliel. Hoy Rabbi Gamliel, Yoyshev V'dayrish. Rabbi Gamliel continued his drasha, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Al Raglav, and Rabbi Yeshua stayed standing, because he didn't get Rishus to sit down, and he kept standing. Atche Rinenu Ekala'am, until all the people began to murmur in complaint. They didn't like the way that Rabbi Gamliel was treating Rabbi Yeshua. Now, in those days, the way that the Rebbe would give shir is that he would say it in a low voice to a meturgamon, an announcer, and the turgamon would say it out loud to all the students. So when the people began to get upset at Rabbi Gamliel, we continue the story, the armor l'chutzpis ha-turgamon, and the people said to Chutzpis, who was the announcer, Amoid, stop saying over the shir, V'amad, and he stopped. Amri, the people said, Ad kama nitzare v'nezel. How long will Rabbi Gamliel continue distressing Rabbi Yeshua? Barosh Hashanah ishtake tzare. Last year, on Rosh Hashanah, he called Rabbi Yeshua tzar. Famous Gemara on Rosh Hashanah, where Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel argued about which day was Yom Kippur, and Rabbi Gamliel commanded Rabbi Yeshua to come on the date, which according to Rabbi Yeshua, it was Yom Kippur. He said, I want you to come on your day of Yom Kippur with your money bag and your stick to show that I'm right and you're going to submit to the Nasi's psak that today is not Yom Kippur. And in another story where there's a machlekes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua regarding the Bechor, the animal, that's the Bechor, there too, Rabbi Gamliel made Rabbi Yeshua stand up to show that he was wrong. Hachanami tzari, and now too, Rabbi Gamliel is causing Rabbi Yeshua tzar. Ta v'nabre, let's go and remove Rabbi Gamliel from the position of being Nasi. So the story continues, Ma nekemle, who shall we pick to be in his place? Nukme the Rabbi Yeshua. Should we pick Rabbi Yeshua himself, who this story happened with? Balmaisahu. He's the one who this whole story happened with, and it'll cause Rabbi Gamliel a lot of pain if they make Rabbi Yeshua the new Nasi. Nukme the Rabbi Akiva. Should we pick Rabbi Akiva as the new Nasi? Dilma anishle. Dileshle is chus avais. Maybe Rabbi Gamliel is going to be in such pain with this, that he's losing his position, he's going to dive into Hashem, and that might cause something bad to happen to the one who took over the position. And since Rabbi Akiva came from Geirim, he might not have the chus avos to protect him, the merit of his fathers, and that might cause something bad to happen to Rabbi Akiva. Ella, rather, nukmei l'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Let's pick Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He has the following three qualities that make him appropriate to be the new Nasi. Hu chacham, he's wise. Hu asher, and he is a rich man. Hu asiri l'Ezra, and he is from the 10th generation of Ezra. And the Gemara explains, Hu chacham, the quality of being wise is important. Ti'imak shilei mefarakli. If people ask him questions, he'll be able to answer the questions. Hu asher, and he's a rich person. Di'isle lefluche lebei kesar. Afu azal lefalach. That if he needs to deal with the house of the Caesar, the Caesar, he is someone who is of influence, he's very wealthy, and he'll be able to go, like Rabbi Gamliel would go, to the Caesar whenever was needed. V'hu asiri le'Ezra, and he is the 10th generation of Ezra Sofer, t'ishleis chus avos, he has the merit of his forefathers, v'le'matzi anishle, and he won't get punished for taking over this position. The story continues. Asuva amrulei. So they went to Rabbi Elazar and asked him, Nichalei lamar delehevi resh mesifta. Does our master want to become the head of the mesifta? Amralahu. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Ezel v'mluchi bin shibesi. Let me ask my household. Let me ask my wife. Ozel v'imlich b'divisu. So he went and asked his wife. Amralei. She said. And now we move on to Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. What did she say? Dilma ma'avir lach. Maybe they're going to remove you. You'll take the position, but then you might end up getting removed. Amar la. Rabbi Elazar answered her by quoting a saying. L'shtamesh inish yoyim achada b'kasa d'maikra u'lamacha litvar. It's worth it for a person to use a very expensive glass cup, even if tomorrow it's going to break. In other words, now I can become the Nasi, and in the future, whatever happens, happens. But meanwhile, I'll be Nasi. Armallah, she said another issue. She said to him, Les lach chivrasa, you don't have white hair, and it's proper for the one who's giving the shir to look with chashuv, with the white hair, the white beard. Says the Gemara, Hahu yoyma, that day bar tamne sire shani have. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was 18 years old. Israchish le'nisa, and a miracle happened. V'ahadju le'tamnei sarei darei chivrasa. 18 rows of white hair grew on his face. Hainu to come Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and about this incident, we find the Mishnah that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Harei ani k'ven shiv mishana. I am like 70 years old. V'loi ben shiv mishana. He didn't say that I actually am 70 years old, because really he was 18 years old, but he was kibben shivim shana, he was like 70 years old, in that he grew the white hair.